The next coach in the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 2-1 overall, ranked number 22 in the Associated Press poll and number 20 in the Amway Coaches poll. Ohio State wraps up non-conference play by hosting Cincinnati on Saturday, a 6 p.m. game to appear on the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
Let's take questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Ken Rhoda with Sports Time Ohio.
Urban, obviously the main goal this week, you want to beat Cincinnati, but I'm curious, how many positions would you say are etched in stone as no-brainer starters, and how many starting positions might be up for grabs depending on how guys play this week?
I would say the offense line is still a work in progress. I think three positions are pretty well solidified. We're just trying to finalize who the best five are or the best six and just rotate them and play. Other than that, we're pretty well settled in, I think. I'm just going through my head the depth chart right now. The good thing is a couple positions there are the ability to rotate some players. You never have enough, but we have built a little bit of depth.
And for you, I'm curious to see tonight's special on HBO, but I'm wondering what the biggest change is that you've made as a coach since you had to deal with those health issues at Florida and how you're handling that now.
Oh, it was, I agreed to do that. I didn't know that would have headed in that direction. Some people said this would be a good thing to do, and, I get asked to do a lot of different interviews and usually turn them down. She's a great lady and asked some great questions. That was just more towards the end of my tenure at Florida. So, most of my career I've been, usually very health conscious, and I'm doing that right now.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Urban. I also just saw the Real Sports piece and was just going to ask about it. You say in there now, when you shut it down completely. So we're talking, what, cell phone off, your mind focused not on football, or what do you mean by that?
Oh, I leave. I'll actually, leave in the off season. Obviously, during the season, it's about the same. But, I try to, I actually did some research and, I asked some of my colleagues and, how the heck do you, stay the course here. And, the common denominator amongst most of them was to get away from it at times. And so that's what I've tried to do.
And when you get away from it, have you developed any new hobbies or are we just talking family time?
Yeah, family time and real family time, but get away family time.
What do you mean get away family time?
Well, there was a time there I'd get away, and then if a top recruiter or something went on, I'd be right back the next day.
Yep.
Or I'd be on the phone. So when I get away, I shut her down.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Urban. Being from Cincinnati, this is a special game for Adolphus Washington. Could you describe his development as a player in person since he got to Columbus?
Yeah, he's an A1A person. He has since he's gotten here. Our academic people have a lot of respect for him. He's a very good student, takes care of his business. Obviously, he was raised the right way. He still has a long way to go to maximize his ability because he is a really talented player. And we're still, I think I made this comment before, like Braxton Miller, still don't see exactly what his ceiling is because once he becomes a every play, every day guy, every play guy, which he's close, he could be a special player.
How badly was he hurt last year? I know he had that groin injury and then an ankle issue.
Yeah, he's been banged up, but that's part of the position he plays. You got to fight through that, and he's learning to deal with it. And he's in the best shape he's ever been in.
Thanks, sir.
You bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Todd Porter with the Kent Repository.
Hey, Urban, you talked about last week going on, 55 plays with ones-on-ones and twos-on-twos, and Adolphus said something yesterday I found interesting. He said, you want to go against the ones for that many plays if you're at Ohio State because it gives you an opportunity to prove what you say you are. And it was almost like he's a little bit of a swagger that it seems to be developing within the team there, that you want to prove that you belong, and you want to prove that, you know, you were this guy coming out of high school and you're developing. Are you starting to see that swagger develop that you like to see? Because maybe some of the swagger that you had at Florida with some of the guys too.
Oh, I think that's very true. When guys start to, they do walk different, they talk different, they, and most importantly, they practice different when they develop that confidence in themselves. Unfortunately, a lot of times you'll see the false confidence. So I'm a pretty good judge of, and it's easy to judge. Just push play and watch a videotape. And the good players that are prepared, they want to go against, you know, Taylor Decker wants to go against Bosa and those guys. Now Darryl Baldwin's starting to play like that where, you know, that wasn't a pleasant sight to watch him go against the ones, but now he's holding his own and does very well. So that is I don't know if you want to compare it to, I think you said Florida. That's any place. You know, it's an Alex Smith when all of a sudden the game slows down, he gets that confidence, and you can see the way he takes the huddle. He takes a command at the line of scrimmage, and that's because the game, you know, he has that much, I guess you use the term swagger, but that much more confidence in what he's doing.
Are you seeing that? Are you seeing that sense of confidence that you?
Not enough. You know, not enough. I saw that in the offensive line last year, and I saw that with Carlos Hyde. I'm not seeing that permeate through the team yet, but we're very, you know, there's four new starters in the offensive line and an entirely new secondary, so it's hard to have that right now. I'm seeing guys that enjoy practicing and like going against each other, the good on good.
Mm-hmm.
But not where we need to be yet, no.
Thanks, Herbert.
Your next question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Urban, Duran Grant, how much has he progressed in your mind just over the last 8-10 months? And number two, how ready is he, do you think, for the challenges coming Saturday night, both for him and the defense?
Well, first of all, Duran Grant is to think he's elected captain. He's always been a decent person and a pretty good teammate. But he was never a great player. He was really not much of a player on special teams. You know, he just always had the talent.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, is his leadership stepped up, his practice habits, the way he goes about his business. You know, he's captain of the Ohio State Buckeyes and was voted by his peers. So night and day where he's been. And not that he was a bad guy, but just wasn't an out-front player. He is now. And the second part of your question was?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously this coming Saturday night's a big test for both him and the secondary based on the way last year ended and stuff. But him particularly, how much do you think he's ready for that kind of test?
Well, I think he's ready, and he's one of a group. But this will be the first real test because this team is a real legitimate throwing team. And we hung in there. We didn't play great against Virginia Tech, but we improved. And then this will be a giant test for us.
Thanks, man.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
Your final question comes from the line of Tom Ben Heron with ESPN.
Hey, Coach. I was just wondering, what's the benefit of having a lot of big-name recruits on campus for a visit at one time, like the Virginia Tech game? I know you can't get into specifics, but there was a lot of big targets there. Is there a conscious effort to schedule a lot of big targets for at the same time?
Sometimes, because you look at like last year's recruiting class was a highly ranked class and the year before, and a lot of it's because a lot of them know each other. A lot of them want to hang out with each other, and at times they want to go to school together. So, it's a home game at night, early in the season. It's going to be great weather, and it usually draws the big time recruits. So, is it planned on our end? I think it is to just showcase the stadium. And each coach, we have 9 coaches out there recruiting, and they want to bring their top 2 or 3 guys in the best environments, and obviously this one coming up is going to be a great environment.
You do see a value, though, of having the guys together. Like you said, some of them are friends, so getting to experience that together, you do think that's a value?
Yeah, our best classes we've ever had everywhere I've coached are the ones that, you know, those kids are, because they go to camps together, they go visits together, and a lot of times they'll develop relationships, and that's who they want to go to school with.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.